ready for it? Welcome to Enchanted, a Taylor Swift podcast. For us three Swifties, this is our holy ground. Every episode will consist of us breaking down a Taylor Swift song based on her lyrics, when she wrote the song, our own connections to the song, and of course, throwing out different theories based on our girl's love of a good Easter egg. Come back. Be here every Sunday for a new episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Enchanted, a Taylor Swift podcast. Oh, today's episode might be a little rough. We were talking about Ronin and, or the song Ronin, which is based off of this little adorable four-year-old boy who lost his battle with cancer. And Taylor decided to give a voice to childhood cancer with these delicate little moments from his childhood that his mother shared with her. And it is truly heartbreaking. So we're all going to try and like keep it together. I will say that if you are someone who is struggling with grief or you have just been experiencing some extreme sadness following all of the chaos in the world, you know, you can check, shameless plug, my podcast, Sweat and Reflect. It's with the ampersand. And we do a whole lot of chatter about grief over there. As I probably mentioned before, I am a widow. So grief is unintentionally my jam. So if you need support, love, all of those things, we chat about it over there and we will make sure we post the links, and sometimes it's hard to find, but we are going to do our best to get through this with both dignity after that girl at home episode that you heard, but also with just as much respect as we possibly can for Ronan, his family, and the song.
Yeah, with that, just so everyone knows, there will not be any ratings associated with this episode.
Cool. So I kind of wanted to jump in here because this is a hard song for everyone to listen to, right? Like, we can all agree on that. But what I love about this song, two things. The first thing is Taylor directly wanted this unread Taylor's version. Like, she was like, I want this song to have a home on an album. And it was so nice of her to like reach out to the mom. Like, that's, you know, that's one thing that I will talk about Taylor just for a split second. It's like, yes, Taylor wrote this song, but Taylor still wanted to seek permission from Ronan's mom before doing anything with the song, because even though she wrote it, it's kind of the mom song, right? It's kind of like Taylor's gift to the mom. And I am really happy about that. The second thing is, this song is very, very, very beautiful. And like the music in the background, the word choices that we're using. I mean, it's very, we always talk about how like Taylor can paint a story very well in music. And in this one, I mean, you can just feel it. And I say that as none of us are parents. Taylor herself is not a parent. And yet we're still bawling our eyes out like, holy cow, man. Like, could you imagine going through all of this and only getting 4 years with your kid? Like, that's absolutely insane. So I just think that that's really awesome of her to basically always go to the mom and say, this is what I want to do with the song. Are you okay with this? And then I just want to point out how beautiful it is, and the music, the diction, everything else that's used in the song.
She actually, the mom, Maya Thompson, is a co-writer for the song. Oh, she's cool. Listed as one of the songwriters.
That's awesome.
And just for anyone who is wondering at home who may not have understood the connection, Ronan's mom, Maya, was writing a blog, writing letters to her late son, Ronan, all while raising money for childhood cancer. And the blog and all of her work, you know, crossed paths with Taylor Swift, and Taylor invited her to one of her concerts in Arizona. And then from there, they just developed this friendship where, again, Taylor, I remember her performing it for the first time, and it was at some televised childhood cancer like foundation thing. I don't know. It's just,
it was the Stand Up to Cancer.
Oh, yeah. It's just,
yeah.
The imagery, like every little thing, like I know Cody said, none of us are parents, but, and you listening, you might not be a parent, but I feel like we can all, you know, really picture just a little kid playing with his trucks and his dinosaurs and just little feet, you know, wandering down the hallways and just that innocence. Like, I just feel like there's so much innocence and lightness associated with this song in Ronan's memory. And it's sad because, you know, he passed, but I feel like there's just some, the lightness is, look at the life that he had.
And I think that, you know, not to get like religious and spiritual and whatnot, but like a lot of people say like, yeah, the body is gone, but like the spirit still lives on. And this song is a testament to that, right? Like a 4-year-old little boy that not a whole lot of people knew, but then the song came out and it was like, we figured out this whole backstory and it was just incredible and devastating at the same time. I think it's awesome. The part that like always kills me is the part where I call it the question bridge, because I think it's a bridge, but it's just
a
question. And it's like, what if I'm standing in your closet trying to talk to you? And it's like, okay, going back to grief, that to me is the most lyrical you can get in terms of talking about grief in a song, because we've all had those moments, maybe not with a child, but maybe with a parent or a grandparent or something of that nature, where it's like, you know, with me, it's my grandmother, and I have a stuffed animal named Scooter that she gave me, and I still hold on to it for dear life. And I'll still hold on to that and be like, I just wish I had one more moment to sit down and talk with you, get some recipes, get some like guidance. If you can tell me I'm living a good life, or if I need to change my ways, like that would be great. And it's very just, I don't know. Cause grief is not just the part where you're crying and all that stuff. It's the humbleness. It's the happiness of when you think about that person and the memories that you had. It's the good and the bad and everything in between. So I don't know. I just get goosebumps thinking about this song, because it's just magical. And I always tell my husband, I'm like, even in our wedding vows, I said, I love you more than the moon, the stars, and all the planets combined. And here she says, I love you to the moon and back. And it reminds me of that as well. And it's just, I don't know. It's a whole whirlwind of emotions, this song. So yeah.
Yeah. I listened to this for the first time right before this episode, because I don't really like sad songs like this, like kind of sad songs. Like I like sad songs.
Like All Too Well. We know you love that.
Yes. But it's because I've never really lost anyone close to me. But yeah, it just reminded me of Soon You'll Get Better, and I can't listen to that song either. But what I really wasn't ready for, so I mentally prepared to listen to this song, and I knew what it was about. What I wasn't prepared for is in between that bridge and the chorus, where Taylor kind of, either her voice kind of falters or she kind of breaks. And so I was like, nope, I can't. Like it's like so emotional. And then to hear that happen, you know, like that probably happens every time she sings it, that it's just, yeah, it was kind of devastating to me. Especially coming right off that bridge, which I think is, like you said, it is a beautiful illustration of grief. I mean, not being able to get rid of the hand-me-down clothes, or the that last line, which is, what if the miracle was even getting one moment with you? Songs like this make me terrified to have children. I'm not going to lie. Like, I can deal with the like throwing of things and the messiness, but the thought of like bringing life into the world just for it to quickly leave is, yeah, it's a very scary thought. And that may be why I don't like listening to these kinds of songs. And I'm really sad. I'm sorry.
No. Meredith, you're kind of probably like, I hate that but like, I can't lie to you. I'll be honest. When I hear this song, you're one of the people that I think of instantly. And it's not because you've lost a child, but it's because that you know the pain of loving someone so much and watching them leave. I'm really not trying to make you upset, so please know that I'm not trying to. So I just would love to know what your feelings are when you hear this song, if you don't mind sharing them.
Yeah.
If you mind, I don't care.
If you mind, I don't care, please share anyway. This song is hard for me to listen to. I've definitely listened to it definitely more than Christina. The video that she put out when Ronan Taylor's version dropped is just like, oh my God, I can't. I'm struggling right now because Cody bringing up that line, you know, what if I'm standing in your closet trying to talk to you? Or even just where she says, I remember the drive home with the blind hope turned to crying and screaming, why? The day that we're recording this was the last day that I saw my husband alive.
Oh my God.
And had to watch him go. And he was supposed to only be in the hospital for 4 days. And I had to hug him outside the ER because it was the height of COVID. Couldn't go in with him. And, you know, just those few lines, it just all day I've been thinking, like, what if I had held him for just like a moment longer? You know, and how many times have I found myself just talking to his urn or the things that I saved of his that, like, I'm never going to wear his wedding suit. Like, I'm never going to wear the suit that he wore to our wedding. But it's something that, like, I don't think I'm ever going to be able to get rid of. And so I can't even imagine, because this pain is so great as just a widow, as losing my husband. Like, I can't even imagine what it is for his mom to sit there. And like, you still see this. I mean, Tim still had a whole lifetime ahead of him. He was so young, but to see this 4-year-old little boy just like disappear before your eyes, it's unfathomable. And it's like moments like that where you just ask like, why? And I remember, you know, when the doctors told me like Tim was never going to come home, I remember crying into my dad and asking, what the fuck? Like, how did this happen? Like, how are we here? And, you know, I think it's something to be said for his mom, Maya, to channel that grief and to share about it and to allow Taylor to so eloquently put it into a song, because it's so hard to describe and nobody knows what to say. And you get those flowers and you get all the quote unquote gifts immediately when they die. But then once everyone kind of falls back into their normal lives and their loss isn't as fresh to them, you are then still looking around like, what do I do with everything else?
Yeah. Thank you. First and foremost, because
so we're all like sobbing. Last episode we were cracked out. This episode we're just like,
oh my.
But seriously, thank you, Meredith, because you know I can't even begin to think about the idea of my husband passing away. Like, I can't I can't wrap my head around that. There was one time where something happened and it was like a medical thing. I think I told Christina this, but something happened and we were at a concert venue and stuff. And that was the first time like I was like, shit, like he could go at any moment. What am I going to do? Like, what do you do when that happens? And now that I know you and have seen somebody go through that and go through it with such poise, with such dignity, with such grace, it's incredible for me. And I hope that your story helps other people. I know that it helps others because it helps me. And I appreciate you so much for being willing to share and have a conversation about grief and the ups and downs, the highs and lows. It's just great. And I think that you're just a hero. Christina, obviously, I think that you're a hero too. I'm just...
You do not need to try to...
Everybody's a hero. We're all heroes. It's
fine. We're all heroes.
No.
This is adventurous.
You don't need to try to validate me in this moment. I've never lost anyone. I don't know what will happen. Yeah. When that happens, like I've never lost grandparents that I was close to, like nobody.
Yeah.
So yes, I mean, yeah, you don't have to try to validate me at all right now. This song is just really sad and I don't know what to say because it's really sad.
So sad and awkward. Well, and I'm really not good at taking compliments. So thank you, Cody. I'm going to like turtle my way into my sweatshirt. I don't know how else to handle this.
Well, I know. I think the world of both of you. And I have always appreciated this song. It's not on the playlist. It's not on anything, but you know, I'll tell you one thing and one thing only: when you need a good cry, play this song
and watch the video, because that will really expose it all.
It just gets it all.
I'm an all too well crier. This is a different kind of crying that I just.
This is when you need like a guttural, like deep in your like being cry, and you just need the snot, you need the tears all mixing together, like.
Christina's over there like, what's wrong with you, psychopaths? Oh, okay. Well,
Cody, I'm with you.
Any final thoughts, ladies? Anything that you want to add? I just feel like everybody is probably like driving or something and they're crying their eyes out right now. I hope you don't get a car wreck, people that are listening, from all the tears in your eyes, but yeah.
Pull over if you are, like pull over before anything happens. Maybe we should like put that in the show notes. Like, don't listen to this while driving.
I can do that.
Or operating heavy machinery.
You can listen to it if you don't have any emotions whatsoever. If you can't feel things, you can listen to it. But if you do, don't. Oh, God. That's awful. Oh, man.
Damn it, Taylor.
She's good with her words and music.
Oh, good.
Well, I think that this has been a really... I think this has been a great episode. This is probably... I know it's not released yet, but this is probably one of my favorite episodes. I hope it is yours too, because I really wasn't expecting it to be one of my favorites.
Me neither.
But with that said, you know, if you need help, go get help. Like, and I say this as somebody who is not a doctor, not a licensed therapist, not anything like that. I'm just saying, like, everybody at one point in their lives should go to therapy, just to try it, just to see, just preach, to talk, just to get things off your chest. And, you know, I was somebody who really didn't think that would work for me. And it got me all the way to Colorado from Kentucky. So I will say that it does wonders for everybody. I think that I speak for all of us when we say we're always here if you need us. And we can still talk about Taylor Swift no matter what. And peace and love to you guys. And we'll see you next week.
This episode was sparkling. Don't you let it go. We are just as excited to meet and connect with you as you are to meet and connect with the one and only Taylor Swift herself. So go follow us on Instagram at EnchantedPod and tell us your theories, favorite songs, and so much more. See you there.